I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned to The World. No matter what I read, I can't seem to find a better opening line to a book than this. Many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Aureliano Buendia was to remember that distant afternoon when his father took him to discover ice. I mean, come on. At that point, the author sends you into a story that, with just those few words, has already inhabited your brain. That opening line, of course, is from 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. The late Nobel Prize-winning author was from Colombia, and he died in Mexico, where he made his home for decades. Yet a huge archive of Garcia Marquez's original manuscripts is on its way to where? Texas. The archive has been acquired by the University of Texas, Austin, so I asked UT Austin librarian Jose Montelongo to describe it.
You know, there's plenty of literary manuscripts with handwritten corrections by Garcia Marquez. There's lots of photographs that document the life of an author that became very reclusive because of the fame that he achieved. There are objects, passports, there are computers. It's a fantastic archive by one of the most beloved Latin American authors of the 20th century.
So do you have, for example, the original manuscript of 100 Years of Solitude in there?
That manuscript is part of the archive. It has only few corrections. But from 100 Years of Solitude and on to the present, there is more and more handwritten corrections to his manuscripts that give us a fantastic and incredible window into the workshop of the author, into how he edited himself.
Can you give me an example? I mean, like, what would Gabriel Garcia Marquez correct of his own work? I mean, that just kind of blows my mind.
It blows my mind, too, precisely because what you and I and millions of readers around the world can see are those masterpieces like Chronicle of a Death Foretold or 100 Years of Solitude or The Autumn of the Patriarch. To see the crossed out words, paragraphs, additions, word choice, you know, to see the lab, it's like seeing Garcia Marquez in action. That will be a treasure for anybody interested in artistic creation, in the art of narrative.
What does his handwriting look like? Does it look like it belongs to a genius writer who lives in that world or lived in that world of magical realism?
You know, I didn't pay attention to his handwriting.
I mean,
it looks normal. It looks normal to me. I remember, Marco, a letter in which he tells a friend, "I should have written this novel." He's talking about The Autumn of the Patriarch, in verse, he said, "but I didn't have the courage." And when I saw that letter, I thought, literary critics are going to be able to study Garcia Marquez's work as though it was a long, multi-volume, great poem with many characters and with many melodramatic twists. But having those corrections will allow you to study his work as though it were verse by verse.
Wow, that's kind of an incredible proposition. I imagine you'll be studying this Gabriel Garcia Marquez archive for years. So far, have you been able to kind of like get a sense of how his writing process worked just from what you've seen of it?
We know that in the early years, he didn't like to keep drafts. I suspect that he was more worried about survival than about posterity. And so when he was moving a lot, he didn't keep those drafts. So we don't have many clues about his beginnings as a writer. But in the archive, we can see more and more of those corrections, and we can understand more and more about his process. And you're going to like to hear that there is an unpublished novel that he was working on at least for the final 10 years of his life. And we have close to 10 versions, 10 drafts of that novel, in which you can see him really working through problems of structure, of characters, of atmosphere. He never decided that that novel was ready for publication. It will be for the family to decide what to do with that unpublished novel. But we can see him struggle with artistic form in that manuscript especially.
Yeah, so I have to ask you this. Are you telling us, Jose, that if there is an agreement with the family of Gabriel Garcia Marquez that maybe the University of Texas or a publisher will release this unreleased novel?
That's correct. That's correct. It is for the heirs, the family, to decide. And it'll be a tough decision for them.
So for you as a librarian, Jose, at a Latin American collection, the Benson Latin American collection, this has got to be the motherlode for you. I mean, original manuscripts from some of the greatest books ever written. What does this mean for you, just personally, to have the collection kind of at your doorstep there in Austin?
You know, my own specialty is Latin American literature. So looking at this masterpieces with the corrections, you feel a little bit like peeking into something that you are probably not meant to see.
Slightly illicit.
I'm sorry?
Slightly illicit.
Indiscreet.
But in a good way.
in a good way, in a fantastic way. Just because, you know, I've been reading about what they call pentimenti for great painters. These are the brushstrokes that you can barely see underneath the final brushstrokes. And when you're talking about great painters, it is so important to be able to see not only the final work, but the stages of that work. And the word pentimenti means repentances, remorses. I love the word not only because it sounds because Italian sounds so cool, but also because it gives you a sense of internal debate, of struggle. So seeing great artists struggling with form, it is the most exciting thing for somebody like me and for anybody interested in Latin American letters.
Right. It is a great word. And now you've got the pentimenti of Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Fantastic.
That's correct.
Jose Montelongo, a librarian at the Benson Latin American Collection at the University of Texas, Austin. Great to speak with you.
Thank you, Marco.
You can see some of the items from the Garcia Marquez archive soon to be housed in Texas. We've got pictures at PRI.org.